Hey, psst, guess what? Guess what? Come over here. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Come here. Come here. Hey, the Messenger's radio program's on, and we're live.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
Given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living and give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out, can't wait around, cause
we're back.
Hi.
After being a week off, some people were off 2 weeks, but this snow has been phenomenal.
Yes.
The snow and the ice and all the wonderful little things that come with summer or spring, springing forward tonight. Losing an hour. Yay! We like losing an hour of sleep.
So. Well, this is Trisha.
And this is Marcus.
Draper. And we are here at the uturnradio.org, and you know that if you are listening to us right now.
Did you get flustered?
I was just going to say it's the Messenger's radio show.
It is the Messenger's radio show.
You should get that from that song. That's pretty
call
good.
Call all open. Your friends. Tweet out. Turn to Facebook. Go to Facebook and say, hey, the Messenger's radio program's on uturnradio.org. If you know people that don't have internet or can't get around their internet right now, they can call in to a number in the listening line. That new number is 605-562-4257. Once again, that's 605-562-4257. And now, if anybody wants to call in and talk to us live on the air,
Yay! Prayer requests, anything.
Right. You can always hit us up for prayer requests on themessengersradio.com. You can also hit us up, get to us on our Facebook page. You can actually go to themessengersradio.com and find our, at the very top right, you'll see the Facebook and the Twitter page. You can link right to us. But if you want to call in and talk to us live on the air, you can do that at 940-393-2358, and once again, that number is
940-393-2358. Yay! So, all right, we want to recap kind of this month minus a week.
Yeah. We were going to redo this last week.
Yes, this was meant for last week, but we just want to recap. We've been talking about trust and faith and belief and healing. So trust, faith, and belief have similar meanings. We've talked about this at length and how the words can be interchangeable. Healing has all of these to manifest. If you don't believe there is a God, then you won't believe he can heal you. Here are some of the past and new scriptures of the word we have studied this month. So we've got some scriptures and some things planned, but first, as we've mentioned before, I just have a time where I take and just sit down and listen to God. And I have journals that I've written in of just things he's said to me. And I just want to read you part of it that he wanted me to read you. So so this is part from that journal. This is what God is saying. Faith without works or action is dead. You can't earn my love, but you can follow me and get places by listening and doing what I say. That's why people's faith wanes and sometimes goes out. There is no action on their part. They say they love me, but their heart is empty. They don't care. They really have no working faith. There is no trust. They only exist. They don't live. They take up space. But you can change that. You need to show them that faith and trust are real and very needed. They need to trust in me wholeheartedly. They need to prove they love me by acting out their faith. They need to do something about their situation and how they trust me to work in their lives. They need to speak life. They need to live on purpose. They need to run the race set before them. I never made anyone to just sit around and do nothing. Everyone has a job to do in my kingdom. Action is the key word. They can all save lives and help the people around them. I gave that command not just to the disciples of my time, but to the disciples of my word for all generations. I told everyone to go into all the world and preach the message, is what he said, but that's the good news. So,
the gospel.
The gospel, yes. And so that's just part of what he's been telling me about faith and trust and belief. And I just really felt that was for someone today. And if nobody else, then for me to hear it again.
And for me too.
And speaking of that, Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Go ahead.
I was just going to say that it's important that when we do pray, that we do have the faith in what we're praying, not only when we see it, but we need to have the faith to believe that we are going to receive it before we see it.
Yes.
You know, you need to have that first step. If you don't have that first step in believing that you're receiving it before you see it, then a lot of times you're not going to be able to receive it, because if you can't have the faith for that part, then it's hard for God to pull you through to actually bring it into you. No, she's got some weird looks on her face. We're hearing a motorcycle. You guys can't hear it on the radio, but these mics pick up everything.
Yeah,
we picked up conversations outside. So, but anyway, yeah. And I just want to let you guys know right now. Also, you are listening to the Messengers Radio Show on uturnradio.org.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that has been that he really showed me this week. It's very important. Faith is a complete circuit. It goes from your heart to your mouth. So what your mouth speaks is in your heart, even if you don't believe it. It is somewhere in your heart, what you speak. So it goes from your heart to your mouth, and you speak it out loud, and it goes into your ears. You have to speak life out loud, and it goes into your ears, and then it goes to your head. So you can process it. And then once you process it in your head, it goes back to your heart. So it's a complete circuit. And he said that circuit has to be whole in order to truly accept Jesus.
And I thought this was just so... When God explains things, he breaks it down to where it's just so easy and simple. People make them hard.
Yeah.
But when you explained this to me, I was thinking, man, That just makes so much sense. You know, it starts with a heart and it ends with a heart.
Yeah.
And in between, you know, a circuit has to start somewhere and end somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so neat to see that it starts with, you know, God sees our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where everything starts, mm-hmm. whether it's a good heart or a bad heart.
Mm-hmm.
But we can speak with our mouth and hear with our ears, and it goes up to our head. It can be good or it could be bad.
Yes.
So if you begin with good, you're going to end with good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you begin with bad, you're going to end with bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just, this whole thing about a circuit, I mean, I can understand circuit. That's what's so cool. So anyway, I just thought, you know, I was thinking that God gave this to you to give to me,
mm-hmm.
so that I could understand it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I'm hoping, I know other people out there that are listening can understand it that easily too. But we do have some people listening right now. We got some people in St. Louis. We've got some people in Wichita, Kansas,
yes.
San Antonio, yeah. and we've got some people streaming in Killeen, Texas. Well, thank you guys for listening today.
Yes, we enjoy having you. And we just pray that these words go straight to your heart.
And penetrate it. Yes. And if you have a hardened heart, we just ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that this will just penetrate that hard heart and just make it melt.
Just shatter it.
Yeah.
Just break all that hardness away. Yes. And just get to that soft, ooey-gooey.
Ooey-gooey.
Center.
You make it sound like chocolate.
All right. Well, let's get into a verse here, John 3:16-18.
You know, so many people know John 3:16.
Yes, they do.
It's very, you know, just before you get started, I've talked to people that were atheists.
Uh-huh.
And they know John 3:16.
Yes, they do.
You know?
All the demons know it.
Yeah. And I just think it's just so unusual that people that don't believe
mm-hmm.
would know a verse.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the truth.
Yeah. And it was interesting because before I was a believer, I would always watch this movie over and over again, this same movie. I loved it. And in this movie, this guy said this scripture verse. And it was the first scripture verse I ever memorized. And I wasn't a believer. And I memorized it because I watched it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a secular movie. It wasn't a Christian movie. Uh-huh. But this guy said this scripture thing over and over. And I watched this movie probably 7,500 times. And it just started penetrating in my brain. So uh-huh. I started, that was the first scripture I ever memorized
uh-huh.
was when I was not a believer.
Huh.
So, yeah, I just think that's neat, John 3:16. I knew this other verse before I knew that one.
Oh, well, John 3:16 is very important, but you need to keep reading because he keeps talking.
Right.
So let's start out in 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
And stop right there for a second. That is a powerful, powerful line right there.
Mm-hmm.
The line right after the love, you know, he mm-hmm. loved the world, he sent it, but he didn't send his Son into the world to condemn it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people think God is there to condemn them,
mm-hmm.
and he's not.
That he's mad at them.
Yeah, God is not mad at you. He is not trying to condemn you. He is not putting you through things to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. We have trials, but it's not from God. God's not trying to test us.
God doesn't put you through it, but he'll bring you through it.
Yes, he will help you through it.
Yeah. Okay, so keep going. I'm sorry, that was the end of
17. That's
okay,
that's 17. And it's important he came to save the world. So 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
And that's what a lot of people are doing, is they're saying, well, if he's such a loving God, why is he sending people to hell? And God is not sending people to hell. It says right here. You know, it says, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. See, God's not condemning people to hell. They're condemning themselves to hell for not believing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for a lot of people to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will not accept that.
Yeah. God wants no one to perish. He loves everyone so much. Believers, non-believers, he loves his people so much. It breaks his heart. He tells me that over and over. It breaks his heart when they don't believe and they don't trust and they haven't accepted Christ. Oh, and it just tears him apart.
And just like you said, he doesn't want anybody to perish. It says in 3:16, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He wants them to have eternal life with them.
That's why he sent Jesus.
Right. He doesn't want people to be separated from him
mm-hmm.
at all. And people separate themselves from God, and that separates him from them.
Mm-hmm. But he's always right there for when you turn back, if you're already a believer, or when you first confess. He is always right there.
And a lot of times, you know, some of these words may be hard for a lot of people to understand or to believe or to But we're reading this straight out of the Bible. We're not feeding you something that we are wanting you to hear. Mm-hmm. We're not feeding you something that somebody else said. We're feeding you something that God said mm-hmm. through men. And this is from the Word.
Mm-hmm. This is from the Bible.
Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, the Bible was written by men. Yeah, it was written by men, but it was inspired by God. Mm-hmm. And people won't accept that either.
Yeah.
They won't accept that men were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these words down.
Yes.
And that's where faith comes in. You have to have faith.
You
if you don't have faith, if you don't start with faith, then you're not going to, it's not going to mm-hmm. work.
You must believe. And to believe, you have to trust. You trust is a major thing. You have to trust in God.
Yeah.
Believe what he says and have the faith to walk it out. So we have, we'll go on to James 2, 14 through 26. It's kind of a long one, but it talks about faith and deeds. It's kind of like what I read earlier, a little bit about that. So we're going to go into a little more detail, and I'm going to have Marcus read that.
Oh, put me on the spot.
Yeah.
All right, so this is, once again, James 2, verses 14 to 26. And this is from the NIV version. It says, it starts off, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accomplished by action, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds.' You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder. You foolish person." Do you want to say something?
No.
Oh. "You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture is fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend.' You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. Mm-hmm. So in the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead."
That's important to remember, too. And that's very strong. The body without the spirit is dead.
Yeah.
Your body before you have the spirit of God within you is dead. You're just dead. And so faith without deeds is dead. It's nothing. But if you want to know the story, if you're a new believer or just as someone listening, if you want to hear the story about Abraham, check out Genesis. And Rahab, check that out in the Bible too. Do you know? I don't know if that's in Genesis or not, but we'll look that up while we play this song for you.
And once again, if you would like to call in and talk to us live on the air, our number is 940-393-2358. And that is the listening line also, just to listen, is 605-562-4257. Right now would be a great time to call in if you want to during this song. So we look forward to hearing from anybody that wants to talk to us. Right now we're going to play a song by Jeremy Camp, and this one's called "Walk by Faith."
Thank you. way. Your hand will guide my every way. Will I receive the words you say? Every moment of every day. Well, I will walk by faith. Well, even when I cannot see. Because this broken road prepares your will for me. Well, help me to rid my endless fears. You've been so faithful for all my years. With the one breath you make me new. Your grace covers all I do. See, well, because this broken road prepares your will for me. Well, I will walk by faith, well, even when I cannot see.
That was Jeremy Camp, Walk by Faith.
That's a very good one. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, we're a big Jeremy Camp fan. Some of his stuff's kind of hard, and I kind of like that. I come from a heavy metal background. So.
I don't.
Yeah, we have a little bit different taste in music, don't we?
We do.
Well, we have something else for you guys today also. We haven't done this in a little bit, but we have a new radio drama that we'd like to play for you. It's only less than 2 minutes, but we know we're talking about healing right now, mm-hmm. and we're talking about you need to have trust and faith and belief in order for healing to take effect.
Yes.
Well, this is the official son, and it's pretty neat, kind of putting this together.
Yeah.
We got a couple people to help us.
Yeah. You
know? I like it when other people can come in and help. So, so let's get this little quick radio drama started. This is the official son. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
UTurnRadio.org is proud to present The Messenger's Radio Drama.
Dad, I don't feel so well. I think I have a fever.
Why don't you rest tonight, and we'll see how you feel in the morning.
During the night, the boy gets feverishly ill. The doctor says that boy will die if no help is administered.
What am I gonna do? He's my only son, doctor! What can I do?
I have heard of a man in Galilee who could heal the sick. He would be your only option.
Of course! This man they call Jesus. I heard he's in Cana. I must go to him right away.
When he arrived in Cana, he saw Jesus among a crowd of people. He pushed his way through the people to get to Jesus.
Jesus, I must speak with you. My son is laying at home dying. Please come and heal him.
Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe.
Sir, come down before my child dies.
You may go. Your son will live.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I take you at your word.
The official left to return home. While on his way, his servants met him with the news that the boy was living. When he asked what time his son got better, they told him it was yesterday at the seventh hour.
Praise God! I knew I could trust in Jesus. That is the very time that Jesus told me my son would live.
And from then on, his whole household believed.
Amen. So I just want to thank my son and Pastor Kevin Casey from our church, the Father's House, for helping us out with that, which I'm sure my son is, he's at home laying down, I'm sure, because he's probably getting off work right around now. But he's not dying.
He's not dying.
He's probably just too tired from working all day. But I want to thank both Logan and Pastor Kevin for that.
Yes.
So, and I'd like to promote our church also. If you guys don't have a home church in the Wise County area and you'd like to visit us, we are the Father's House at 4337 U.S. Highway 380 in Decatur, Texas. Mm-hmm. And you can call at 940-627-5365. I remember all that. Wow.
And we have a website that posts our Pastor Kevin's messages every week.
Yes, so, and the gentleman that does that, man, I love him because he's doing amazing. Such a great, great job with that stuff.
He's so amazing to be married to. Yeah.
It's me, okay. I do the audio. I don't want anybody to think, oh, who's she married to? Two people? What is this, is this polygamy? But yeah, you can check out our church's website at TFH, for the Father's House, tfhpeople.com.
Mm-hmm.
And check out all the
check out all that
sermons there on video. Yay!
All right.
And you are listening to the Messengers radio program. I almost said drama. On uturnradio.org.
That's right. And we are very glad to have you. Love to have people.
This is so cool. Real quick, I just want to say something. up here in the studio, we have these big windows, and you can't see in, but you can see out. So it's tinted to where you can't see inside. Mm-hmm. And there's this red cardinal. It is so cool. I can walk right up and put my face right by it on the other side of the window, and it doesn't know I'm there. You can tap on the window and just start chirping at you. I just think it's so cool to be able to see one of God's creatures that close. Because normally you don't get to see birds that close.
Yeah.
And it's just, and that red cardinal is just so bright red and has just some tint, beautiful, some colored, dark tint to it. But it's just so cool to see that.
And it makes a beautiful noise when it chirps. It's beautiful.
Not early in the morning, but right now it does.
Yeah.
Okay, back on track.
We're talking about healing, and one thing you need to do is praise God for your healing out loud. It's just like that circuit we talked about. You believe in your heart that you're healed, and then you say it with your mouth, and then you hear it in your ears, and it goes to your head, and it starts believing, and then it goes back to your heart. So even if you don't see the manifestations right at that point, you have to stand and believe and speak that life into being.
And another great thing to do is while you're praying, if you will pray out loud, because, praying in your head, God can hear you. But when you pray out loud, and you confess these things, you confess the healing out loud, the devil can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're telling, you know, when you're reminding the devil that he's defeated,
uh-huh.
and that through the blood of Jesus, what he's trying to do has been defeated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What he wants to do can't be done because you're standing on the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome, you know.
Yeah,
I've seen so many neat things happen that way.
Yeah. So this is a confession we came up with for your physical healing. You can say, I know it is God's will for me to be healthy and whole. I praise the Lord and thank him for healing all of my diseases as I put my faith and trust in him. So that's just something you can say out loud that...
Why don't you say that one more time?
Okay, one more time.
Yeah. Just say it slow, because I'm not a very fast writer.
Okay. I know it is God's will for me to be healthy and whole. I praise the Lord and thank him for healing all of my diseases as I put my faith and trust in him.
Amen. And we'll put that up on our Facebook page for the messengers. I think that's an important confession, especially mm-hmm. for physical healing, as you said.
And if you know what you're dealing with, you can say, thank you for healing my heart. If you had a heart attack or something, thank you for healing my hurt finger. I mean,
thank you for healing my vision.
Yes. You can say, you know, you can put in there anything that you want. To say out loud, to make it more personal.
Amen. That's
so,
right.
We're going to jump down to James 2 through 8.
James 1.
James 1.
2 through 8.
2 through 8.
And this is all about trials and temptations.
Important. Yes.
So if you are having trials and temptations in your life, listen. Listen. James 1, 2 through 8.
All right. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. If you who lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So you ask God, and it will be given to you.
And it does say... who gives generously to all.
Yes.
I think that's interesting.
You don't have to be a certain, you know, you don't have to be one of God's special people, you know. He will give it to all. I mean, he doesn't have favorites, you know.
Right.
He loves everybody the same.
Right.
So, but this is the important part. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt.
And that's where a lot of people go wrong.
Yes.
You know, they'll ask for it, and they'll believe right then. But then if it doesn't come immediately, they'll doubt.
They'll doubt. Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, that's an open door for the devil to come in and just steal away. You're giving the devil right to do that
mm-hmm.
in your life. So do not doubt. Ask.
And believe. And keep that belief. Okay. You must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. So... there's a lot of talk right now, especially in the church, about believe and receive. You know, if you believe it, you can receive it. But it's an important thing to remember that God wants to give you the desires of your heart when you're in line with him.
Right.
He doesn't, you know, want to give you that big screen TV just because you want it and it's a desire of your heart. He wants to give you the things that will work for his will, you know, the things that'll further his kingdom.
Right.
And as your heart starts feeling that way, it'll change. Your heart's desires will change to wanting to please him and to doing things for him.
Amen.
So you must believe these things and not doubt. So that's important. Another spot in James 1 that we want to speak about is 13 through 15. And this is very important.
And we just talked about this.
Yes, it is. This is what it says. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
Stop right there. Underline that if you're taking notes. God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
Anyone.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are out there thinking that God is tempting them and wanting to teach them something, this right here proves it's wrong. He does not tempt anyone.
Mm-hmm. He's not tempted by evil, and he does not tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. So it's you, and it's Satan who can come along and put thoughts in your head, and it drags you down because you're thinking of your own desire, and you get enticed. So it's not God that's doing that, but when you're tempted, it's because you have a thought in your mind, and it opens the door to sin.
Right.
Then it goes on. Then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when it is full grown, it gives birth to death.
I just thought that was kind of interesting because I was reminded of that video they showed us in our church last Sunday. About conception, about when a baby is born, about when it starts. You know, I wish I had it to play. It was just really, really cool.
Was mostly seen, so...
Yeah.
You couldn't really play.
That's right.
But it was neat because all the major things that happen with the baby fall on Jewish holidays.
Right.
And feasts.
Yeah.
And so it's really amazing. It's on the web, and I don't even know how you would search for that. But it's really neat if you search, I don't know, like... Jewish traditions, conception, I don't know.
Jewish babies born on holidays that are conceived from secular, I don't know.
No.
So, let's see. Let's look over here at John 12:44-46, okay? Mm-hmm. And it says, then Jesus cried out, whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. So in other words, what he's saying is the one who looks at me is seeing God, mm-hmm. because God's the one that sent him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness.
Yes.
So I want to ask, is anybody out there in darkness today?
Mm-hmm.
Are you believing that the devil's coming against you, or that some people believe that God's coming against them? Where God is, darkness cannot be. It cannot stay. Now, a lot of people look at Jesus as the lighthouse. You know, there's some scriptures that talked about, you know, the lighthouse, and you know when the lighthouse is going around, and the purpose of a lighthouse is to alert oncoming sea vessels that there is land close by. Now, when you're the light of the world, people are going to be drawn to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have Jesus in your heart, you're going to be the light to the world.
Yes, you are.
But not only by your deeds, you need to make sure that you are doing this all by faith. So, we had a couple more scriptures we're going to look at, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We want to look at,
But that's important when you talk about you are the light of the world because...
Where's your faith?
Because others see you. And if they see Jesus in you, they are drawn to you, just like Marcus said. They see you, and we are to be the light of the world,
mm-hmm.
the light to the nations.
I want to ask everybody out there, is there anybody out there that has ever had somebody come up to them and say, what is it about you? There's something different.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear that story. We'd love to hear what happened in that story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you if you had that, send us an email or go to our face our website, themessengersradio.com, and there is a place where you can email us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go, I was bringing it up. I forgot where it was. If you go to contact us, it's at the top is one of the things. If you click on that, there's actually a little thing you can. You put your name and email address and subject. You know, you don't have to put your email address or name in there if you don't want to, but you can put the message and then you put a security code in and submit it, and it goes straight to both myself and Tricia. It goes mm-hmm. to our email box.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't say your name on the air if you don't want us to, but we would love to hear your stories of when you began as a Christian, as a new believer. You know how on fire you are when you're a new believer?
Yeah.
We'd like to hear not only when you've had stories about that, but as you've progressed, mm-hmm. as you've grown. Have you grown? If you haven't grown, then something's wrong.
Well, I mean, they may be new and they
need
to grow.
If you've been a believer for a while,
and
do you still have that same fire?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus is always lighten me up.
Yes.
I love it. I love it when he does that.
So, we are to be a light unto the world. And God was explaining, I don't remember if I read it in that part or not, how he looks down and he sees the light in the world. We're like little pieces of light, you know, we're just little shining lights. And he was telling me, you need to make more of those lights. And, But he showed me that some of the lights are waning and going out completely because of the people who are giving up on faith. They don't have the faith, and they are just being pulled back into the world and not staying true to him or trusting him. And he said, that makes me so sad. He said, it makes me happy to see the new lights, but so sad to see those lights go out. And that's just very sad to everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's look over here at Proverbs now. At Proverbs 3, we're going to look at verses 5 and 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And we're like I said, we started at the beginning of this. We are wrapping up the month of February's about trust, faith, belief, and how you need all three of those for healing.
Yes, so. For everything. You mm-hmm. need those for everything.
Yeah. And sometimes those, it's kind of hard to get those to interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, they're interchangeable.
Right.
You know. And let's read one more verse, and then we want to talk to you about prayer and things like that. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes by hearing the word, and the word is heard through the... Okay. Faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So faith comes when you read your Bible, when you go to church, when you listen to other people speak, and when you listen to us on the radio. That builds your faith, and that faith is... comes to you through hearing the word of God. So that is, we're talking about having faith and building faith and doing that, and that is how it's done, is by hearing the word, reading your Bible, doing all those sorts of good things.
And I know we started off this whole last month, I think, mm-hmm. with a quote from Corrie ten Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You mind if I read that one real quick? That was pretty interesting. She said, faith sees the invisible, believes the invisible. Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we know that all things are possible through Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So, we're about 15 minutes away from our show, or about 10 minutes away from our show being over. So, we always like to take the time after this, if our words have spoken to your heart, and anybody out there listening, and you are not a believer, We always like to give a way for you to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It's the most important choice you will ever make in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to read this to you guys real quick. God's word promises, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that is under Romans 10, verses 9 through 10. And then in verse 13 it says, whosoever, are you a whosoever? I'm a whosoever. And I believe everybody's a whosoever. But it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Once again, that's Romans 10, 13. So by his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is simply to believe and receive. We just talked about that. Believe and receive.
Believe and receive.
So if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray this out loud with me. I'm going to read it slow. And I want you to pray this out loud. You know, we were talking about praying out loud
mm-hmm.
when we were talking about telling the devil
mm-hmm.
who he is and who how he's been defeated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like for you to pray this out loud. Say, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen. And it was just, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's believing. And the very moment that you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass into your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a changed heart? Did you mean what you just said, what you just prayed
mm-hmm.
from your heart? That's where it all starts.
That's where
we
matters.
Talked about the circuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the circuit, it starts in the heart. It ends in the heart. It goes mm-hmm. from the heart to the mouth, to the ears, to the brain, and back to the heart again.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to start from your heart. You truly need to not only believe and receive, but you need to also repent. If you don't repent, that's another thing you're going to have to do. Repent means to turn away from. In other words, let's say you're walking towards sin.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's wrong. God put in every single one of us the power to know what is wrong and what is right. And we have a choice to make. Do we want to sin or do we want to not do it? Mm-hmm. If we've already sinned, we need to repent. And like I said, repent means that we're walking towards sin. Repent means to turn around. So repent means that you completely turn your back to it
mm-hmm.
and you walk away.
180 degrees.
180. And you walk away and you don't do it. So it's important that you do that. So now that you're born again, this means that there is a brand new you.
Yay!
Awesome. So
if you have prayed that prayer or believe that or re-prayed that prayer, please let us know. We have materials we can send you and help you and just email us or
and not only that, but
anything.
We want to help you grow. We want to help disciple you. We want you to understand the choice that you've just made. So many churches out there or so many people when we were out street witnessing,
mm-hmm.
we wanted to always make sure we connected with somebody. We would hand them a card. We would talk with them. We would have them pray. On the back of our cards was my email address. Out of all the thousands of cards that we ever handed out, and this is the sad part, I've never had one email
mm-hmm.
from anybody. I've talked to people that say they're believers, but they're really not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a believer. I'm going to heaven because I go to church. That doesn't mean that does not mean you're going to church. Or that does not mean you're going to heaven.
There are so many dead Christians in church. It's just... It's very sad, and we are, it's one thing that we are working on, that God really speaks to me about is telling the church to wake up and get that light of Jesus again, strong and powerful, and to go and do what they need to do, to wake up.
Amen. So, let's say that you are already a believer. You've already prayed that. You've already believed that. you know that you're going to heaven. That's I love asking people that because I get so many different answers. But let's say you've done it and you have never received the Holy Spirit. Do you know who the Holy Spirit is? Do you know why we receive the Holy Spirit? Next month or the rest of this month,
mm-hmm.
We have 4 more weeks in this month. We have a 5-week month, right?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's a
4-week.
Anyway, we have the rest of this month of March 2015, we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are out there and you're a believer and you've never received the Holy Spirit, so I just want to read you this real quick.
It says, wait, hang on real quick. Yeah. Let's explain a little bit about the Holy Spirit.
Okay, we got 5 minutes.
I know, but he is the comforter. He is the one that you talk to God through. He is the conduit. He is he walks with you. He guides you.
He's your flashlight in the middle of darkness, dark woods.
So
he will lead you. He will guide you. He's your guidepost.
Mm-hmm.
He is your eyes.
He's your counselor.
Just like you need to be the mouth and the feet and the hands of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit will be your road sign, will be your tom-tom. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, let's say this.
Okay,
let Marcus
tell us. I just want you to understand that as a child of God, he wants to give you the supernatural power that you need to live this new life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you've just now received Jesus as your Savior, it's great. Go ahead and receive the Holy Spirit. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've been walking this life for a while and you've never received the Holy Spirit, it says in Luke 11, verses 10 and 13, it said everyone, and this is out of the King James, so maybe I may kind of mess some words up. Everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. If ye, I hate that word. I'm sorry. I don't hate.
You.
If ye know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So if you're asking, if you're wanting, all you have to do is ask, believe, and receive. Once again, it's very mm-hmm. simple. Pray this out loud with me. Say, Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Amen.
Amen.
And if you just prayed that, I want to congratulate you. You're now filled with God's supernatural power. Now, I want you to understand that there may be some syllables that come out of your mouth or a language that you don't understand. It's going to rise up from your heart to your mouth. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:14 for that. But as you speak them out loud by faith, you're releasing God's power from within and building yourself up in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, 1 Corinthians 14:14. And also look at just read all 1 Corinthians 14.
That's good.
So you can do this whenever and wherever you like.
Mm-hmm. There's no set time.
That's right. I know Ronnie Shelby, he and I are always talking about going out and starting to talk to each other in the Spirit in the middle of just anywhere, like a store or something. We're always playing around.
But
about
you
that,
need but, to be led right, by the Spirit. Right.
So it doesn't really matter whether you felt anything or not once you prayed and received the Lord and His Spirit. If you believed in your heart that you received, then God's Word promises that you did. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. So God always honors His word. Believe it. God honors His word. Believe it. If you've asked and you've believed and you believe that you've received.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys, like I said, to contact us. If you have, if you've prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've prayed to receive the Holy Spirit, we want to get more information to you, what you can do now, how to continue, how to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you don't just stay stagnant. We don't need you
yes.
in a church pew every Sunday just going there and stopping. We need you out there telling people about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You need to share your faith. You need to understand what your faith is. You need to build your spirit up. You need to be someone that is going to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. You need to go out there into the world and you need to tell them the good news, and that, because that is what we are called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we, that's our time for the day. This is the Messengers Radio program. I hope we've touched your hearts. In Jesus' name, you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.